Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and we're going to get some more reaction to the midterms and look at what the results mean going forward with two political strategists. In a minute, we'll hear from a Democrat, but we start with Republican strategist Katie Packer Gage. She was the deputy campaign manager for the Romney campaign in 2012. She also co-founded Burning Glass Consulting, which focuses on reaching out to female voters. She's with us from Washington. Katie, welcome.
Thanks for having me today.
And let me start with the idea of a mandate. Do you think there is one, and what is it?
Well, I think clearly this was a total repudiation of the Obama administration and their policies. And now it's up to the Republicans to move forward and outline an agenda. But I think the American people very clearly said Obamacare was something that was incredibly disruptive in their lives. You know, sort of the lack of leadership on the world stage that we've seen over the last several months, I think, was something that was a little frightening to voters. And, you know, very clearly all across the board, voters came out and said, we're looking for a new direction. I hope the White House is listening and will work with the Republicans on Capitol Hill. And hopefully we'll see some things getting done in this town.
Well, although some people in some states may not have seen a single ad that involved Obamacare or seen a single ad that involved ISIS, there were a lot of individual issues in some of these states. But what do you think the agenda will be then? Is the Republican Party going to try to repeal Obamacare? Is there any— Do they think that he would sign such a thing?
Well, I think that they're going to have to look for something, because they certainly campaigned on a pledge that that, you know, we would revisit this policy that's been really catastrophic for a lot of people. And I hope that the White House will listen to that. But most importantly, I think the American people have said, you know, we need an economy that's stable. We need growth in this country. We need a national energy policy. What we don't need is you know, wall-to-wall ads talking only about reproductive issues. That's something that the Democrats have thought was a winning strategy for them in the past, and they've focused almost exclusively on those issues to try to gin up female voters. And female voters didn't respond. Male voters sort of rejected that strategy. And so hopefully we can talk about some other issues and start to move the country forward.
What do you make of the success of some of these more moderate Republican candidates? People in Massachusetts, we saw Charlie Baker win the governorship. In Illinois, Rauner won there over Pat Quinn. There were John Kasich, we just talked about, who won by a huge margin as the governor of Ohio.
Well, you know, to suggest that, you know, John Kasich is anything but a conservative is sort of amusing to me. You know, he's somebody that's got a very conservative track record. But I think most importantly, what these Republicans have learned is that we needed to have sort of a change in tone. And the Democrats had done a good job over the course of time defining Republicans as these sort of grouchy old rich white men. And anytime we could break out of that mold, we could be successful. And the candidates that you just talked about, candidates like Cory Gardner and Joni Ernst and Elise Stefanik up in New York, that represent a different kind of Republican and have sort of a different image and give a different impression to voters. You know, voters found that very refreshing, and they cast their votes in accordance with that.
As we said, your firm is involved with reaching out to women. Do you think Republicans did a good enough job in that in this election?
I'm sorry, I missed the last part of that question.
Do you think that Republicans did a good enough job in reaching out to women in this election?
Well, I think it's a step-by-step process, and this was certainly a good, strong first step, and 2016 is going to be a different kind of election, and so we'll have to keep working at it. But I'm impressed with what we've been able to accomplish so far.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And let's bring in Penny Lee now. She's with the consulting firm Venn Strategies. She also advised Senator Harry Reid, and she's the former executive director of the Democratic Governors Association. And she's at the Monitor Studios in Washington, D.C. Penny, why did your party lose so big?
I think all of us are trying to answer that question this morning. It was, you know, when it was breaking last night, it was breaking away from us. And you know, I think going into it, we were a lot more optimistic. But, you know, I think that what your previous guest was saying is there is a sense of frustration and there is a sense of anxiousness, and that people, even though we have seen some of the economic recovery, people haven't felt it in their homes as much. And they also feel like there's been this disconnect They have raised issues. They have raised issues with their congressmen and with their senators and with the White House. And they just feel like at some point that it hasn't been addressed. And so what they were saying last night is we want to elect or we want to put in place those leaders that will be willing to take on some issues. They elected more moderate Republicans to say work with the other side.
Well, but when
and
you
was
say
it also a call to President Obama to say, we're asking you, you haven't been able to get done what we were hoping to do. Maybe the Republicans will push you in a different direction and we can actually get some things done.
Well, when you say things haven't been addressed, it was the Democrats that weren't addressing them. Was it a mistake for Democrats to back away from some of President Obama's successes that you just mentioned? There was health care, you know, more people are covered, their adult kids are covered, the economy, unemployment down. You say people aren't feeling it. We know wages haven't gone up. But why weren't more Democrats out on the trail calling for that and talking about how the U.S. is doing far better, for instance, with a stimulus than Europe did with cuts? No one talked about it.
You know, that is what it was frustrating to Robin, and I completely agree with you in that, you know, what wasn't said is that under President Obama, we've had five times more net new jobs than under George W. Bush's entire administration. Why wasn't that talked about? Why wasn't the good stories about the Obama health care and being able to protect so you can have, if you have a pre-existing condition, you can now get covered? John Kasich, many of the Republican governors that won last night was because they embraced the Medicaid portion of the Affordable Health Care Act. So I understand, you know, look, the president's numbers are upside down. People are saying that we're sensing that it's not the direction of the country is not going in the right direction. So therefore, let's just abandon in the time of the moment. Let's just abandon him when, in fact, you can't be half pregnant. You voted for those policies. Those policies are working by and large. And when people understand them and explain how it affects their personal life, they understand that and they would resonate to it. So just to be scared of that 30-second ad, you know, Lincoln and morphing somebody into the president, I think was to be run away from the president was wrong.
So you are saying that. I mean, as bad as the president's numbers are, the Republican Congress's numbers are worse. And yet no one pointed that out. Nobody ever mentioned the shutdown. So it sounds like Democrats, as you say, might have dropped the ball. But what happens now? Joel Kotkin, the urban studies professor at Chapman University, writes in Forms that a real danger sign is that Republicans were able to woo some of the educated professionals who had embraced President Obama. And you've got 2016 coming up. So in the minute we have, what happens now? How do you climb out of this hole?
Well, you're also looking at two different type of electorates, you know, structurally speaking. So, you know, as everyone has said, in the midterms, you have more whites, older electorate that is coming out in presidential years. You have a younger, more non-white and more women coming out. So you're going to have two different electorates. And so there's a lot of chance. But I think that really is a ripe opportunity for someone, for a candidate for 2016 to be more on the populist side and speak to kind of the concerned. You saw ballot measures up and down the aisle that were actually embracing many of the policies that Democrats advocate.
Right.
Leaning into that.
Well, meantime, before 2016, Democrats have got to work with Republicans to get something done in the next 2 years. We'll have you back to talk about that. Penny Lee of Venn Strategies, former executive director of the Democratic Governors Association after a big Republican night. Penny, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.